Ty, a good win for your team last night, 6-3 over Northland in the first game of the WIAC playoffs. But I had a hunch from the body language of the guys after the game and talking to coach that you guys understand that as the game went on, you guys kind of got worse.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily got worse. We kind of just stayed in motion. We didn't really get better and we didn't get worse. We just needed to find our game at the start tonight and continue to move forward throughout the whole night.
Second period, I felt like it was a better period for them. And then that final minute, you got that goal. And that kind of restored the balance and everything, I thought. So take me through the play when you got that goal.
Just trying to support through the middle and then got the puck. Trying to get shots on net. That's what coach has been talking about all year. So got inside the blue line and just ripped it on net short side. Tried to find a pillow to get Cuddy going to the net.
Refreshing to have a guy try to hit the pads for the guy going to the net instead of going to the top corner and breaking the other team out. So I kind of like to hear that one. You talked about Cuddy. He got a goal in the first period last night. This is his first time in 13 games for him. You, him, McTavish playing very well together. What's the secret to the chemistry?
I think we just all want to work hard, and we all know what it's like to be in and out of the lineup, and to be able to just find a role in a position to be able to have success for the whole team. It's just it's an honor, and it's a privilege to be able to be in the lineup, and we work hard just to make that happen.
Northland now tonight, game two of this playoff series. A win, you move on. A loss, then there's the whole mini game thing. We're not going to get into that unless we absolutely have to tonight. But biggest keys for your team tonight?
I think getting back to how we played at the beginning of the year, working hard below the tops of the circles, below the dots even, getting pucks to the net, and just working as a team, not trying to be individualistic and just getting shots on net and trying to deny their top line from getting the shots on net.
I know usually the term rink rat refers to somebody who spends as much time as possible on the ice, and I think you're a different kind of rink rat because every time possibly you can be in this building, it seems like you're in this building. Is that just kind of always been the way for you?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Fairbanks, Alaska, right, you don't have a lot of opportunity to spend a lot of time outside in the winter, so you're either in the rink or on the river fishing in the summer in the woods. So being able to just come and clear my head on the in the rink, doesn't have to be on the ice, is just an opportunity for me to feel better about myself and just reconnect with my roots.
Talk about the river. Okay, give me a really good Ty Proffitt fishing story.
There's not very many really good ones, but just being able to bring people that have never caught fish before out there fishing is just what I love to do. So people from the lower 48, which is what we call it down here in the States, being able to get them on their first 30, 40-pound king salmon is pretty awesome for me.
Also learned tonight that you're somewhat of a pregame soccer player and said you usually win. Where does the soccer skill come from?
Well, my rookie year at juniors, I didn't play very much. So with the boys before games, we just kicked the ball around and figured out that I can be pretty good at hand-eye coordination or foot-eye coordination. So just a little fun game we play before games to get the mojo going, have some fun. So it's pretty fun.
Aside from you, who's the best one?
Artie, for sure.